Hey fellow ServiceNow devotees, get ready to embark on a journey through the fascinating realm of ServiceNow with none other than the service docs themselves. I'm James Downs.
And I'm Russ Shear. Whether you're new to ServiceNow, pre-Aspen veteran, or just a curious soul, we're here to bring you ServiceNow curiosities, exhilarating interviews, and don't forget, the infamous A to Z game.
But mostly, it's about the random ramblings of two middle-aged guys with a funny story to tell, right?
Yeah, true. The ducks are ready, the mics are on, and we can't wait to have you join us. Let's dive in. And we're in. That surprised you. Welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Service Ducks podcast. As always, I am Russ Shear and...
I am James Downs. Hello.
I'm James Downs. It feels like an absolute eternity. We're back, people. We're back.
That's it. We're rolling.
It does feel like a long time, though, since we've sat here.
I mean, it probably has been on cakes. A month, hasn't it? I mean, it's been, yeah. We've been, our followers and listeners have been, you know, when's the next episode coming? When's the next one coming? It's coming. It's coming.
Do you know what?
This year, I guess, haven't we, with this? But,
yeah. I think we did an episode in, is my mic all right, by the way?
Yeah,
if I keep moving it. Right, okay. And you have to excuse me, I am going to eat my lunch while I'm doing this. And when I say lunch, I mean like a frangipane cake.
Oh, frangipane. Nice.
Oh, no, man. That's my lunch. That's how I roll. But yeah, we did an episode in January off the back of December. And we kind of chatted.
Which was almost like an impromptu live, wasn't it?
Yeah, an accidental live.
Get back in the swing of things.
To get back in the swing of things. You can see my lights behind me as well that have actually been quite annoying, and I can't find the right app to turn it on or off, so it's going to stay like that. So if you are watching, then you're going to get distracted. So lots of things have happened then. So what should we do for this episode? Let's turn off some stuff that's making noise on my desktop for a start. Let me just shut stuff down.
Well, I've had a few
things
over the last month, I guess. There's, I've got a few things to catch you up on.
Have you been saving stuff that you haven't told me about?
Yes. And actually, I have a surprise.
You know,
which I did not prompt you for. I didn't say anything.
I love it when you do this. Can I also just call out the fact that whenever you change screen on your desktop, I can see it lighting up your face. So I know you're doing something sneaky. You're doing something crafty. You're moving screens.
There may
or
be something in the background, yes.
But...
Yeah, stay tuned for the surprise.
I'm excited now.
Love
is that
the fact
our hook?
That you don't know what it is. That's good.
Is that our hook? Is it for people to carry on listening?
That's it. That's it. Keep listening in for another 20 minutes, and then you may well find out.
The one thing before we get on to, so what we're going to talk about? We've got stuff to talk about, like the meetup.
Yes,
we had a recent meetup in London in February. Yeah, it's February 1st. It feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah. It does actually.
Where you're actually one of the guest speakers on there, so I want to talk to you about that and your experience about that. Yeah. We've got the Washington release has obviously happened. That was the 1st of February as well. So there's a few things to talk about on that as well. There's a little thing around me getting MVP status. We might talk about that. I don't know. Not sure if you know about that yet. but before we get to that, right, there's one thing you mentioned, I'm sure it was before Christmas, and we haven't properly talked about it, is... you bought a Tesla. Well, you didn't buy a Tesla, but you've got a Tesla.
Yes, I have a Tesla.
You didn't steal it?
Yes.
You didn't steal it, right?
No. but yes, I have swapped up my Corsair E. So for those who remember from back to Series 1 and my escapades down to Cornwall and charging up 5 times along the way, I no longer have these issues with the Tesla.
Talk to me. What's it like?
Well, first of all, going from a car that's like a Corsair to a Tesla, I think practicality is so much better in terms of space, in terms of... I've got 2 kids, as you know, and most listeners know. And, you know, you've got things like, you know, your buggy and all your bags and coats and whatever else. But what I quite like is not just the space in the back, but also the space in the front. Do we call it frunk? Do we call it fruit? I'm not sure.
But, right. Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
Front
I'm with you.
Front.
Yeah.
yeah.
Ah, so you got like a little booty thing or a trunk, as they might call it.
Yeah, and I think what that's been really useful for is obviously the weather in the UK has not been particularly amazing at the moment, let's be honest. So, you know, muddy boots and, you know, muddy, dirty coats and whatever else, we just chuck in there. So we save it from going in the back of the boot, dirtying everything up, just chuck it in the front.
All right, so you have... This sounds like a really boring conversation, but I'm genuinely interested. So you have space in, like, the traditional boot, and then you have a frontal boot that you can put other stuff in. Is it like a hatchback or is it a saloon?
It's more of a saloon, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, mine's a hatchback, and the boot on it is immense. And as you get older and more stuff in your life, it makes it more important. But what's the talk to me about the speed.
I mean, clearly it's insane. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Have you got the one with insane node on? Because you've got insane mode.
I know the one you mean. That's like the performance model or something. But no, I went for the long range just purely for, obviously, the long journeys and whatever else. But no, even still, you know, the 0-60 is incredibly quick. It still pins your back sort of thing. So it's more than enough. So it's quite nice and nippy, even though it's like 3 tons in weight or something stupid. It's still quite nippy. But I think more than anything, it takes a lot of getting used to, because all the kind of buttons that you'd used to have, you know, in your indicators and whatever else is behind the thing. But a lot of it's on the screen now. So having to do the wipers are on the screen. So you're having to go off the screen to turn on the wipers and off.
The front dash is quite bland, isn't it? When I've seen it, it looks quite dull.
It does look quite dull. It does kind of change how you drive a little bit. And they are talking about, and I think I've seen the next models, is that even the indicators, they're going to move to the steering wheel. So there's an actual button on the steering wheel for indicators. Can you imagine that when you're turning the wheel and then you have to
put
the button on your... Oh.
Yeah.
That's probably a step too far, to be honest.
Well, I think I told you. So my car's... Right, the issues I have with Tesla, because I contemplated, right? My car's quite nippy and frustrates me, all this electric stuff, because back in the day, my car would have been considered quite fast, right? The RS. But you can get like little pootly electrics. I'll just strip mine off the line now.
I know.
It's quite depressing, because mine makes a good sound. But it's I've come into an issue where you're on a roundabout, right? Or what do they call them? Other places, roundabout.
Yeah, roundabout.
What else do they call them? Yeah, roundabout. We'll go for that.
Roundabout.
And you're coming to pull off a roundabout, and you see cars coming, right? And if you've got a fairly quick car, you go, right, I've got enough time now, I can go in. Doesn't make any difference if you've got a Tesla coming. The other month, literally, I was about to go across. I was like, yeah, I've got enough time. Didn't register my brain as a Tesla, and it was literally right next to me within a second. I was like, Jesus. I literally had to boot it across.
I think it's becoming incredibly common, though. I think when you're going out for a drive or even to school run, you know, majority of the cars in the school run, Teslas, I'd say now. So Teslas, Polestars, and you still get your Range Rovers and stuff like that.
You're right, which is why, like, last year I started thinking about it, because I saw more and more. Yeah. And I was kind of... If I'm being honest, I got to the opinion, how are these people affording this? It's not a cheap car, right? And I'm like,
it's not a cheap
how
car.
Are they managing to afford this?
I think because there's a lot of like company deals, is what I'd say.
Yes.
There's a lot of benefits in company, like tax schemes, I guess, that allows you to get it. And me personally, I'm actually saving money from a previous
car. Oh, yeah.
Which
really?
Is ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah,
it feels like a
great.
Massive upgrade, and I'm saving money. I
contemplate, so my car last, this is really interesting conversation. Stick around for the service now stuff in a minute. It's going to happen. It will happen. I'll tie it in somehow. We'll wait for the 10-year link. But last year, my car, it was on like a deal for 3 years, and it came to the end in November. So I had the decision, right? Do I hand it back and get something else? Do the same model, or do I trade it in and go for a Tesla? Right, and I saw, I got caught up in the marketing. Ooh, Tesla, sounds good. But in reality, my journeys go from here to the gym on the main. 78% of my trips are to the shop, which is local, or to the gym. Yep. That's how boring my life is, people. and I thought it might be quite nice, but then I'll just be able to look at it on the driveway because it won't move.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? So I went the cheap option.
I don't know what you mean, but I would have stuck with the Corsa E. you know, because majority of my driving is to the school runs or, like you say, local shops. But then it's when you do one of these journeys, like two or three times a year, you know, you go to Centre Parks or, you know, to different areas with your kids. And it's just so frustrating. Even if it only happens once or twice a year, it makes you want to go out and get a hire car for it as opposed to using your own car. And it's like, you can't live like that. You need your car to do it.
Well, I remember our conversation about your journey down to Cornwall. It didn't sound fun.
No,
didn't say it, but because I always say the trip to where you're going. So if you're going on a holiday or a journey, I always try and spin it in the way that's part of the journey, right? Part of the holiday is getting there.
Yeah, it's part of the experience.
Not just about the destination. And I can imagine doing that in your Corsa, roller skate. Wouldn't have been that entertaining. Anyway, but that's genuinely exciting. What colour did we go for? Yeah, everyone asked that. You went for white, didn't you?
I didn't. I went black. I went black. Yeah, I was debating. I can't remember what it's called, like midnight grey or something. The grey is quite nice, but
I know what you mean.
No, I went black.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Yes, I've been dying to ask you about that for quite a while, and we keep forgetting every time we have a little catch up.
Oh, I know.
Other than buying a Tesla and joining that club of elite, what else have you been up to? What's new?
What's been happening?
You've gone bright again. Why? What have you done? What have you put on your screen? What are you looking at?
I need to be less sneaky, don't I?
Yes. What are you doing?
Less bright. I might be getting something ready.
I can see you doing stuff.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. Well, I do. It gives you a nice kind of
nice glow.
Almost spring glow. Yeah. What's new?
Do you know, I've been trying to get back into running. Obviously, we talk about it a lot on this podcast about running. So I've been out and about a little bit. But as you can probably hear by my voice, I'm a little bit ill. And I think I've been ill probably for the last 2 to 3 weeks.
Let me see if we've got some sad music. One sec.
Go on then. Get your violins out, everybody.
Yeah, let me see if I've got sad music. I've got clapping. I can do a drum roll or a joke. Let's do a drum roll.
Go on then.
Oh, we're trying. No, that's not worked. Let's move on. Keep going.
Yeah, so it's been very much ill the last few weeks. But I'll tell you some exciting news. I've booked Disneyland Paris.
Ooh.
So for the Easter holidays, we've booked a few days in Disneyland Paris. I've never been.
You know.
Kids have never been abroad either, so it's going to be really interesting.
Are you catching the... Right, I've got two questions. One, how does that link into running? And two, are you catching train or are you driving the Tesla?
We're going by train. Yeah.
From
St. Pancras. I've never driven on the wrong side of the road.
I just wouldn't. When I'm on holiday, I don't want to be driving anywhere.
No.
So, but when we went to Disneyland Paris, the train stopped right at Paris. I think they've stopped that now. You have to change it.
You have to change it at Lille or something.
Yeah. It's good, though. It's good. You'll really enjoy that. It'll be knackery.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Yeah. I think we're just doing it 4 days or something. But I think that should be more than enough for a first one.
Yeah. Man, you'll have time. I think we went for 3 days. But 4 days, you'll have time to chill out for a bit and you'll need it. Do you know what I mean? So if I was you, I'd schedule in a couple of hours where you just go back and chill out in the pool or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's good.
Plan it out. But it's exciting. Yeah, but nothing to do with running.
mentioned that. You teased me with that. Go on, what's
I started with my running again this year. But the idea was to go to the Great North Run. September to get ready for it and have a half marathon. I know I said in the past, I'm not going to do another one of these again. I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But now we're back again. A new year. It's like, I found that I need some kind of target to strive towards. So I applied to go to the Great North Run, but they've declined me, Russ. They've declined me.
You showed me that. I actually didn't know. So the Great North Run, for anyone that's listening that doesn't understand, it's one of the most prestigious runs in the country, if not probably world, I would say. That's not a marathon, right?
Yeah, it's up there.
It's up in Newcastle, South Shields, I think, goes out to the coast. And it has thousands upon tens of thousands of people run it.
Yeah.
Something I definitely want to do. But I didn't know. I didn't think about it that you have to go a ballot. I didn't think it was a ballot. I just thought you just can get in.
Rock up. Yeah, would that be nice? Well, you know, yeah.
Not quite just rock up and give it a bash. But
apply. But no, it's a shame. I mean, there's still obviously the ability to go for a charity or something. Which I may still do. Or just find another one, probably nearer the same sort of time.
When was it going to be?
I think it was September, so I had plenty of time.
Okay. Oh, that's plenty of time. So what else are you going to do then? You've got to do another game. You have to do something else.
I know. I think meantime, just a few 10Ks, and then, yeah, I might find a half marathon. I'm not quite at your level now where I can try and do a marathon. But who knows?
Yeah, let's update people quickly on that. So I said, I can't remember whether I mentioned this last time, but I've signed up for a marathon at the end of April. Totally flat, never done one before. And just to bring you up to speed, Diet Coke. to bring you up to speed.
Bring up to speed about Diet Coke, yeah.
No. The theory really in my head was, I'm not getting any younger, right? Why keep putting things off? Just hit things. And it's something I always try and tell the kids, right? Hit things head on and deal with it. And you might fail or you might succeed, but just hit it smack on. So I decided I'm doing that. So I'm in a training program for doing that. And I already knew this, but I'm going to just confirm it again. I very much prefer, linking back to what I just said, the journey of it rather than the destination.
Yeah, the actual event. So oh, it's amazing, isn't it?
The actual marathon for me will be the icing on the cake, will be the cherry on the icing on the cake, but the actual...
Yeah.
Routine and the training for it is what floats my boat. Do you know what I mean?
Which is
like it's pushing me
every
time. I
don't know if that's uncommon or not, but you know, putting in the hours, it's a lot of hours, right? That you're having to do to really start to pick up the distance and to be able to do that sort of thing comfortably.
It's a lot of commitment, but it's not something I wasn't doing already, right? It's just a bit longer.
Yeah.
I have noticed that, how far are we in? 16 minutes. Christ, come on. Right. I have noticed that I'm more tired, and I think I need to eat more food. I'll tell you something absolutely revolting. If you don't want to hear anything disgusting, then put it on pause for about 30 seconds, and then you can pause. Yeah, just put me on mute for 30 seconds. When I was away last week, my little toenail fell off. I pulled it off. The state of my feet is horrific, right? You've got blisters all over the place because you're constantly running, right? And it got to the point where it was annoying me. I just pulled it off.
That's gruesome.
Right. If I do this, you can put the sound back on now. So that's where I'm at with that. To keep us back on track, and this is a ServiceNow podcast, so let's keep it relevant.
Yes.
So one thing I did want to talk to you about is we recently had, so back on the 1st of February, DXC, Pound in the Jar, were very kind enough to host the London ServiceNow Dev meetup in their London offices, Mr. Dukes. Yep. And that was a good event. So we had yourself doing a... I don't want to say presentation, a stint on AI ops. Yeah. And then we had Toby Isaacson from ServiceNow doing more Gen AI stuff as well.
Yeah.
But how did you... So I thought it was a really good event. I thought the pizzas were nice. I thought that we got the beer kind of level about right. What did you... Yeah. How did you find the experience? What did you get from it, learn from it, not learn from it?
Bear in mind, we've been talking about meetups for a while, I think, on the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. And to just give it a go, that's always been our advice, isn't it? Just go to one and see how you feel, sort of scenario. Yep. We talked about the anxieties of people going, COVID, and, you know, being back in that kind of social space isn't for everyone. And this was my first experience, obviously. I've been in the ServiceNow game for quite a while, but it was my first meetup. And how did it go? Obviously, it might be slightly different because it was hosted by DXC. There was a little bit of running around and making sure everything was set up, and you know, I helped out with just getting people upstairs and that sort of thing, which was fine.
Yeah.
And obviously the other difference is I'm not just participating as someone sitting down and watching and listening and speaking to people. Yep. My mind was focused on what I was delivering. Mm-hmm. So I think overall, I felt the relaxed nature of it, which I actually appreciated quite a bit in terms of, it was great to see people who I haven't spoke to in ages or never spoke to, but maybe spoke to through Teams where they used to work with the same partner, or it's like, oh, that's you. You know, that sort of scenario. It's like, oh, I remember, you know, remember this. And it was quite easy to chat because you all have that thing in common. You know, it's always about, oh, what projects are you doing at the moment? Working on anything fun? Do you know what I mean? It always seems to be the same sort of icebreakers. So there's no awkwardness with that, which was good. Especially because I'm coming at it as someone who isn't social at all. And I'd find that really difficult myself and just, you know, getting involved in conversation. So everyone kind of made it easy for me, which was good.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I felt the organization of it was really good as well in terms of yourself and Kopal did a great job of, you know, keeping things flowing and keeping it fun. Congratulations to Atul.
winning the game. I think next time, I think observation for me as one of the hosts, I think next time we're going to try and let more. So if you don't know, there's a meetup app, right? And on that app, you kind of join different groups. ServiceNow London meetup is a group, and you can select to be a member of that. Now we've got, oh, I don't know, well over 100 different members. And then when we put an event up, we can only hold, we can only accept the number of people for that event that the venue allows. So for example, the DXC office might have said we can only hold 30 seats. And that'll be because of space, but also health and safety things as well, right? Yeah. And budget comes into play to a certain degree. So we have to open those spaces, and it's very much a first come, first serve. And I think the thing that we've learned from that is we need to look for bigger venues. Back in October, we had 130, 150 people come, which was absolutely awesome. And I think going forward, there's going to be more and more people that want to come because they're seeing people like you on stage, you know, and Toby with your charisma, delivering some great stuff, right? So I think the word's going to get around. So I think we need to start looking for bigger venues if we can. If anyone's listening that's got any ideas, give me a shout. We also need to perhaps let in more people than we can take. And what I mean by that is, like, if you catch a flight, oh, God, I'll talk to you about flights in a minute. But if you catch a flight, they often sell more tickets than are available on the pretense that people aren't going to turn up. So I think we need to increase that because we have you're very naughty if it's you, by the way. If you're listening and you did this, but we have people that will say, yes, I'm coming, but then not turn up. And that's natural. Yeah. So we need to accommodate for that. And that's something we're going to be taking forward as well. But how did you, I missed, annoyingly, right? I have to say, I'm going to say this, cue music for a little bit.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a fantastic moment seeing you up there delivering the presentation, right? Because you are, I know other people that would say this as well, but you are very articulate in how you come across and a very good presenter, right? So personable, great at explaining, and you get the message across. So it was a bit of a proud moment to see you up there doing that. And I will say that, and I'm not just saying it for the purpose of the podcast at all. I'm probably articulating it a nicer way than I normally would. Is it just me and you?
Are you only saying this because you're out getting pizza and beer?
No, it was fantastic to see you up there, right? You know, ducks out in force. And you gave us a shout out. Brilliant.
I did.
It was slightly annoying that I had to go and get the pizzas and beer at the time, right? So I missed most of your presentation. How did it go then? Do you think you pitched it about right, or do you think if you went and did it again, would you do it a different
way? I'm notoriously harsh on myself. And especially when it comes to presentation.
Everyone's harsh on you.
Because we both agree with this sort of thing in terms of preparation for these sorts of things. For demos, this is your wow moment. This is your time to, do you know what I mean, articulate yourself really well and, you know, put your message across and make it fun and make it, you know, entertaining or whatever else. And that's why we do this as well. but you know, it didn't go as planned. At the beginning of it, there was a kind of like a game part of it that didn't go particularly well, but I was able to kind of re-explain it in a way that it met. It was still putting the message out, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay.
It was still going back to what I was trying to deliver, which was good, but there was also issues with technology, as we know.
Yes.
There was issues with the TV while I was presenting. Yeah. And then some of my demo data actually didn't go well, wasn't right, because I think I maybe over-prepared. I run the demo hub thing about 3 times during the day to make sure it's correct. And then at that point, it was starting to get a bit screwy. But, you know, you adapt. You adapt to them sort of situations. You still make sure you get your message across. I finished. And to be quite honest with you, and I'll be really honest here, I was quite annoyed at that point afterwards. So I couldn't, you know, the first time you come to one of these events, you present, you want perfection.
Yeah.
And if you don't get that, I'm going to be annoyed with myself, which
I know. You couldn't have been more annoyed, right? Than I cracked a joke in the first sentence and no one laughed. I thought I've just died on stage. I don't think you've ever done that before. We probably haven't. But yeah, there was a part right at the start, and I cracked a joke. I can't remember what it was, and no one laughed. I thought I just wanted to shrivel up on the floor. But then, you know, you got professional comedians that will do gigs like that. So I don't know; it doesn't really bother me.
But I have to say, I think what you bring to it is fantastic in terms of, you know, the jovial nature and keeping things informal, as we keep saying, keep things informal, informal chats.
I think
that really helps it.
Yeah, I think there's a balance, isn't there? There's a balance. I was about to say, I think there's a balance for me. I think everyone has their different views, but there's a balance between getting the message across and allowing people to get something out of it. Because I think everyone has different things they want to get out of meetups, right? And if, you know, people can walk away saying, yes, I learned that, or I got that out of it, or it was nice to catch up with this person, or potentially, you know, that they DXC sound like a great company to work for, something like that, pound in the jar, then that's success. And I think there's a fine line between being overly formal, because it's not a presentation, right? And if you notice, I don't like standing in front of people. Not because I don't necessarily, because it makes me feel uncomfortable. It does to a degree. But I don't, because I'd rather stand at the side and kind of go, hey, guys, I'm with you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're all together in this.
Even presenting, it didn't feel like I was about to be grilled. It didn't have that kind of atmosphere to it. It was, you know, those watching was like trying to take things in. They wasn't kind of queuing their questions up to try and test me on my knowledge or anything like that. But what I really did like, there was a few who came up to me afterwards and thank you for, I'm sure you watch or listen to the podcast, and, you know, asked some further questions about it, about my experiences with it and stuff, and was really genuinely interested and looking to glean information from me. So, no, I appreciate that.
That is good.
And, it was a good little community, good. I think.
Yes, I hope it went well. So I guess a call from me, if anyone's listened to this and wants to get involved with a meetup and do, I want to resist saying presentation. If they want to be part of it to aid some learning, maybe they think, oh, great, I've got a great story to tell, or this would really help someone. Let me do I've got to go with the word presentation. do a presentation or a game around it. Get in touch and we'll talk, because I think more people getting involved is much needed as well. Let me just divert slightly off. In the UK, it is half term at the minute. So if you hear my kids screaming in the background, I won't be editing it out, because it's just a constant for the next few days. So that was the developer meetup.
That was the meetup, yes.
What else have we got to
talk
about?
I've got to ask you about something now.
Oh, so go on then.
Over the last couple of weeks, there's been some news that I've seen on LinkedIn
quite heavily.
Some news. Good news! Sorry, I'm referenced back to Top Gear. So I've seen there was a list of MVPs that have come out. And congratulations to you all for becoming MVPs.
Do you know how many there is?
There was a fair few, wasn't there? Was there like
I don't know.
I think, yeah.
Not a clue.
There was like two or three pages of it. I think it must be about 20, I would have thought. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, you are on the list.
On the list. So,
congratulations.
We talked about this briefly last time we spoke, and I think I edited it out. So, and there is partly reason this, but so yes, let's address that. So yes, I have made the cut for ServiceNow Developer MVP for 2024. Woo! Banners, right?
Yeah.
The process for kind of getting yourself on the list is you go through kind of a submission process, and then there's some far more intelligent people than me on the ServiceNow side to say, yes, okay, you meet the criteria. But you have to, on large, submit yourself. And we spoke about this last time, and I edited it out because, I don't know, because I'm British, I'm an introvert. But I went through the process of submitting, saying, yes, this is why I think I should make the cut. This is kind of the thought leadership or social content I've been doing over the past 12 months. You have to do that.
Yeah.
There's a bit of self-promotion, which I find hard to do. And that might feel weird given the fact that we're actually sat here doing a podcast right now, because this is, people would say, oh, you're self-promoting. It's not. It's me chatting to a mate. We've just talked about Tezos for the last 10 minutes. So there's that process. So it's hard for me to say, yes, I'm proud of myself, but I think I am.
Yes.
And it was nice to get that recognition, and also to be sat alongside, you know, some of the guys that I've looked up to for years. It kind of treated on that same
it's nice
same
to be
level.
That level. I think there's been a definite shift, isn't there, in terms of MVP? I think previously it may be more aligned to people who are, you know, like the Uber nerds or the people involved with the tech chats and the community forum and getting so many points on that. Now it's definitely more revered as like those who are involved in the community. I think I'm definitely seeing that.
If that comes across, that's fantastic, because I think that's exactly what it is. So previously, I think, don't quote me on this, but I think it was like looking at the ServiceNow community and who is contributing to that. Mm. And the ServiceNow community is fantastic, but it does take, in order to get to the top tier levels, you've got people that are like hammering it every day. You've got to spend a lot of time on doing that specific thing, right? Whereas that's kind of a specific skill set for someone to do. Where as me, it's more natural to come on something like this, LinkedIn, do YouTube videos. Yep. It allows me to put my personality across. Whereas community, answering community questions is right or wrong, right? Okay, there's some opinion in it, but you don't get the personality in it. So for them to start considering that, for me, is an absolute win, because it allows. Excuse me. It allows people like us to kind of say, hey, we're doing some good stuff here. Yeah. Can we be
sharing
considered
a positive
as well?
Message,
so it came out that the strange thing is I was quite late to the party of recognizing it or saying, hey, guys, look, I've got an MVP. Because it came out when I was away last week, which we'll probably save for another episode now. Yeah, I was away in New York all last week, which was absolutely fantastic and tiring. But obviously with the time zone difference, I saw stuff was going on, but I didn't really have time to kind of go, oh, that's what's going on. I appreciate that. But the question is, this is the burning question, right? That I think everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
CMA? Or MVP?
Come on, put a poll out. Poll is
Come
going
on.
Out.
Come on. What's better?
CMA? What is more prestigious?
No. What's better? Who's the coolest? CMA or MVP? I don't think any of us
will
get cool points.
You filled in a form. I went to a 6-month intensive course with a horrible board review at the end.
Oh, yeah, but it's all boring and nerdy, your stuff,
Come
isn't
on
it?
Now.
I think it's all a bit nerdy, to be fair. But yeah, we should put a poll. I'm going to put a poll out on our Service Ducks LinkedIn. James has a CMA. I have MVP. What's
That's
better?
That's it.
Who gets better swag? Who's get the better badge?
Okay,
so we talked about MVP. We talked about Meetup. Let's spin over, because we're 35 minutes in. We are very conscious that we need to get back on a regular cadence with producing these and get the podcast out. And we are also very conscious that we've got a long list, and I mean long list now, of, and this makes me proud to say it, but of people that are asking us to come on the podcast. God knows why, right? But for some reason, they want to come and talk to
us.
We
talk about Teslas and Disneyland.
I don't know why, but maybe they want to come and talk about some ServiceNow stuff. I don't know. But we're very conscious we've got a list. If you're listening, you're on that list. We know we're getting to it. And I think we need to almost do an episode where we just do admin, right? But we need to set some dates where we get people in. And we've got some fantastic people. One of the ones I'm desperate to do is around contractors. We've got a couple of people that want to come on talk. We want to talk about contracting. Why would you go contracting? What are your top tips? We've got someone that wants to come on and talk to about setting up a meetup, how they've done that, what's their experience with that. That person's also a rising star. We've also got, I've got someone from Tasmania that might want to come on. I've asked him.
Global.
Got someone from Denmark that wants to come on. So I think what we're going to have is we're going to have a map. We're going to plot pins in it.
Yes.
So, and we're kind of going around the world. The world tour. Service Ducks on tour. Let's do it.
That'd be amazing.
So we're very conscious we need to do that. So stick with us. It will be coming. It will be coming.
Yes. The calendar link will be sent soon.
So let's talk about the Washington release. Washington release, there was, when we did the, we just spoke about the meetup, which was the 1st of Feb. On the 1st of Feb, there was also a dev advocate meeting literally an hour before, a Tech Now, which kind of gave us a little bit of a flavor of what's in Washington. So given the fact we're now on the 16th, have you, a loaded question.
Have you had a look?
Have you had a look? What's in there? Do you know? I went really
high-pitched. We had this, I had the same issue you had last release in terms of requesting an instance and having to wait for it.
Oh, really?
But I think I only had to wait probably about 2 days.
Okay, then that's not bad.
I did get a an instance. I think the biggest thing for me, so I watched that back through with, you know, Lauren and Earl and the gang. And clearly there's still a massive focus on, I think it's just making things more simple. So there's like the Workflow Studio. Have you seen that? So you bring together Process Automation Designer.
I am an MVP. Of course I've seen all this stuff.
Yeah. I knew beforehand. No, but I like that. I like that. I like the fact that all this is within that same same area. So if you're trying to go into PAD or into Flow Designer, you're brought to this same sort of workflow studio. There's too many designers, studios, and do you know what I mean? All over the place. It's good to be brought back into one, which is a nice little thing. There's a few. Do you know what? There's a few nerdy things which I really need to spend time on to just get to know more. I think that's with like the new kind of scripting, and I have to go back to my notes just to double check again what a few of those things were. But there's things that I need that are moving quick, and I need to spend time just playing with it just to get used to it a little.
So
GraphQL, that was it.
Yeah, that's it. So I have to admit, I've had a little bit of a look. I haven't really got too much into the weeds. Like I said, you know, this month's gone by so fast. Think about it, we're on the 16th. Yeah. We had the dev meetup, and then 2 days after, I flew out to New York for a week, which was heavy, full on. So I'm playing catch up at the minute. But the things that I know about that I took from it, I do like, and again, I need to get more into the weeds of it. But I do like, and I wrote some stuff just to remind me, my top hit at the minute. Top number one, and you'll notice a theme with my top number one is
it Flow Designer related?
No, it's not actually. Sorry, Lauren.
It's alienating Lauren.
It's the background script editor thing.
Oh, yeah.
So,
God, that's been the same for like donkeys, isn't it? So simple, but
I know how long, and people will be shouting at it, going, yeah, we're not supposed to be scripting anymore or using Flow, whatever, right? But the background script editor, how long have we been doing stuff in like offline IDEs or Notepad or whatever? I don't know, Notepad Plus, Slime, whatever. And then copying it in. How long have we been doing that? And now they've finally put in some proper IDE into it, so you can actually it'll tell you when the formatting's run. You can see line numbers. Simple thing, right?
I know.
If I could take anything from that, if they said pick one thing within that that editor that we put in, I would have just said line numbers.
Yeah,
it just makes such a difference.
I'll be honest. I've intended to avoid it and just go to like fixed scripts instead.
Well, I don't know. It's the little thing. So for me, that's a massive win.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
I also saw, although it's probably not relevant to my job role anymore, but the clone clone admin console,
which
I can see has some probably has some use. But the other thing that again struck me, and I usually you'll know again the theme with me is I look at stuff and laugh and go, oh, well, that's obvious. The event action Flow Designer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The amount of times I've created one, so I've been on a new instance and created an event action, or used the record create and just chucked it on the event table. To fire. It's like, how long has it taken them to do?
I know.
It's like, come on,
you think the basic things should just be there, but it's just like maybe it's just bottom of the list.
Perhaps it was.
I have to give a shout out as well to some Gen AI updates, which I have now had a play with, which is
quite nice.
Around the flow generator. Oof. I'm sure you'll like that. Type in a nice little paragraphy, and then out comes your flow.
Very good. Yes.
Although it's just the outline at the moment. It's very, very cool.
Things like that I need to play with. What else? What else did I notice? What else? Oh, the what are the little arrows called? What am I talking about? The redo and undo of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
On Flow Designer.
I thought that's what would be your top one. I was expecting one to be your number one.
No, it's up there. I mean, simple things like how many times do you do a flow? So flow, I would consider myself quite good at Flow Designer. I embraced it early on, right? A lot of old school devs. Excuse me, Diet Coke. A lot of old school devs resisted changing. We've talked about it before, but no, I embraced it quite quick, quite early on. But to go through the motions and then go, oh no, I've got to change that. It used to be a bit of a pain, right? So I'm hoping the undo redo will go. Yeah. Ah, right, okay, no, yeah, got it wrong. So I'm hoping, but I think it's only contextual, right? So I think it's only once you've got it on screen, I don't think you can go back to it.
Yeah. And I think there's goes a hand in hand with this autosave feature, I think there was. Did I hear?
Don't know.
Autosaving of your flows. So I think that was one of the features.
Nice. That will do. That'll do nicely.
Yeah. So you don't have to lose your progress.
Yeah, there's a couple of picks there, but what's your plan to get more in depth with it? Because I know they've got on the Dev Advocate blog site thing, they put up their calendar, don't they, with what's happening. So they've got loads of things coming up, like podcasts and
and as always, I think you need to kind of focus on certain areas, don't you? We said about this before, about you can't just spend all your time on everything and getting up to speed. Maybe just focus on your kind of SME areas. So for me, I'm going to be definitely spending a bit of time around App Engine Studio, see what's new in there. Maybe going into a bit of the flow and the workflow studio and any new big stuff. I definitely want to spend a bit of time on that.
Yeah, it'll be Flow Designer and Integration Hubby stuff for me, I think. And any cool features. I like the cool stuff. I call the background script editor fancy cool thing or not, I think it's cool. I think it's cool, so I'd keep that, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a whistle stop tour of Washington release.
I would like to segue to my Russell surprise.
is this the new James's silly question?
Yeah. Do you know what? It might well be. Although it's not the silly question.
Oh, come
on. It is a brand new game. So I've created a brand new game for us, potentially to use. This is maybe a trial. We can edit this out if you don't like it.
Yeah, okay. I'm nervous.
But I have created a brand new game, and I would like to start it for you and share my screen.
Hang on, so you've created a new game for the podcast?
Yes, indeed.
Is this so we can get guests to play, or is this just for fun?
Yes, So okay. This is a potential replacement for our current alphabet challenge.
Do we want to tell people about it now, though? We don't want anyone to steal it. Go for it.
No,
hit me with
but...
it. We'll trademark it.
Yeah, that's it. Right, hold on. I'm going to share my screen. Bear with.
Come on, then.
Share
screen. I'm going to have to do some editing of this, aren't I?
Yeah.
The Diet Coke moments are going to have to be...
I like the Diet Coke moment. And audio. I have some audio, too.
Oh, no. Come on, then. Come on.
Okay.
Here we go. Wow.
Yes, you might have to do some editing a little bit.
What colours have you gone with? What? Hang on. No, stop. What colours did you pick? Why? Why did we go with purple and green?
This may well have been pre-canned. Okay.
So oh, right,
I didn't
paint
all these triangles.
Oh,
right?
Okay. I see.
Some of these may have been half-inched.
Right, okay.
Right. So those who are in the UK, you may have heard of the game show Tenable. So it's basically a top 10 style quiz hosted by Warwick Davis, who asks you a top 10 question. You know, what's the top 10, I don't know, football teams in the world, that sort of thing.
Ooh,
whatever.
Okay.
And there's a nice kind of like reveal-y part to this. So basically, I'm going to ask you a question. The idea is to get at least 5 out of the 10 right.
I'm nervous.
There's no time limit, although we might want to think about adding a time limit.
Yeah, I think we need a time limit. Yeah,
recording.
Okay.
Yeah. No prizes at this time, but maybe we could introduce that.
Okay.
Maximum 3 incorrect answers. So after 3 incorrect answers, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm
then
with
we
you.
We can reveal the answers afterwards.
Right, cool. Okay.
So we'll go through it and we'll see how you get on.
Okay. The game is called Top 10. Right, okay. Game's called Top 10.
Yeah. And the question that I come up with, and I know we haven't touched on it too much, but we will do on another podcast episode, is your recent trip to New York. All right, lovely. Okay, here we go. Move on. Top 10 sites in New York. And obviously you'll have some experience with this because you have recently
visited. Do I have to give the 10 in order?
No, it could be any, but this is obviously, you could just name any from what you would deem as the top 10.
I don't think I can get 10. All right, okay. Come on then.
No.
You ready?
Yes.
Statue of Liberty.
Let's see. You ready for this? Yes.
What?
It's up there
it's
in number
quite loud.
Five.
Number 5. Dazzling, okay.
Isn't it?
It is. Is this the only question, by the way?
Yes.
Right, okay. I was going to say I've got a meeting in 20 minutes. Right, okay. We'll go with, I like this, by the way, Brooklyn Bridge.
Brooklyn Bridge. Yes, they are.
Yes. Okay. I've got to fill out all the 10. Okay. We'll go with Grand Central Station.
Let's see. Ooh.
It's not there.
That's one of your life's guns. Not there. Not there.
Can I contest? Can I argue? Right, okay. We'll go with Times Square. Got to be in there.
Times Square. Has to be there. Surely. Surely it's got to be there. Let's have a look. Number one.
Yep. Don't know why. Okay, next one will be Empire State Building.
Empire State Building. Let's see.
This is very appropriate to ServiceNow, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is just our test.
Empire State. Okay.
Number 4.
We will go with
quite well.
Rockefeller Center.
Ooh. Did you go?
I did. Well, I stood there and looked at the ice rink.
10.
Okay. Number 10.
Yes.
Is that... Oh, okay. Is this in order then? So it's pitching it like that. Right. Okay. We will go with, I'm closing my eyes while I think, I've done Empire State Building, I've done Rockefeller Center.
Yeah.
What about the Chrysler Building?
Chrysler Building. Oh, that's a good show.
Got another one.
No, I'm afraid not. Not in the
no.
top 10.
No. Oh, okay. Central Park. There you go.
Central
Has to
Park.
Be. Has to be.
It's got
there.
Me there, right? Not yet.
Number 2.
Yes, number
okay.
2. Number 2.
Okay, how many we got left? 4.
Just 4 left. Not bad.
Okay, so I'm not sure whether it'll be there or how to explain it, but the memorial for the World Trade Center. That was excellent.
Okay, yep.
Is it in there?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Wow, what's number three?
I didn't expect you to get this many. It's pretty good.
What's number three? Well, we went to Madison Square Gardens. I wouldn't call that a site, but let's go for that. Madison Square Gardens. Come on.
Ooh, could be number three. No, that's your three lives, but that's pretty good to be fair.
Oh, what's in there? What's in there? Come on. What are the three that we've missed?
So let's reveal. At number eight, we have One World Observatory. I don't know if you've seen that at all.
Never heard of that.
Observation deck.
No.
Breathtaking views of New York City.
Okay.
And its landmarks.
We'll go with it, but no. Okay. Didn't hear that one.
Number seven, we Come have on. Highline. So apparently it's an elevated park built on an old rail line.
Yes, I heard of that. I didn't know what it was called. That's supposed to be excellent. Yeah, it's supposed to be excellent, okay. But no, didn't look at that. Bit annoyed we didn't see that.
Number three is the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
What?
Number three. How was that before state building? And
disagree with that. So the one thing that that I mentioned that cost me one of lives was the Grand Central Station main concourse was absolutely fantastic. You can just look at it, right? There's nothing to do in there, but my God, is it impressive. Really impressive building. So on that note, that was a fantastic game, by the way. I think we should take that forward. I like it. I do like it. We need to try and make it more tense, though. We need to add a bit of drama to it, okay?
Yeah. And I think we can make it quicker, can't we, I guess, as well. Time
we can make it quicker.
Maybe
we should do some sneaky ServiceNow polls that we could get in top tens off people and use that as the answers. That'd be quite cool. So we might have to do that by stealth over the next few months on LinkedIn or something. But I think that's fantastic. I think we take that forward. We use it. Like it. Love it. I think on that note, given the time, I think it just remains us to say, I can't remember. It's been so long since we did this, and the last one we didn't do properly.
What's your name?
So, thank you for listening. I've been Russ.
I've been James.
And this is Service Ducks.